It used to be they had, in the larger cities, they had these things that ran on rails on the streets to get along.
Street cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or trolleys.
Okay. Do they call them both? Or?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where was the nearest city where they had them?
Terre Haute.
They had them in Terre Haute?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you have a fellow that's riding one of these things, and he pulls this cord and, of course, rings a buzzer, what's mm-hmm. he telling the trainman?
Telling he wants off the next stop.
Mm-hmm. If you have a dog or a cat and it starts pawing, scratching at the door and maybe whining, what do you figure he does? What's he trying to tell you?
He's trying to tell me he wants out.
Okay. What do they call the war that happened during Lincoln's time?
Civil.
What's the name again?
Civil.
Civil what?
The Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other names for it that you know of?
Around here? Yeah, it's been known as the War Between the States.
Mm-hmm. Were there any terms that the older people used to use for it, maybe around here?
Don't think of any.
Okay. Incidentally, I meant to ask you, did any of your side of the family fight in the Civil War?
Two grandfathers.
Two grandfathers did what?
Fought in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And naturally they were Union soldiers.
Yeah. This is where the clan divides, obviously.
And if you might shut that off just a minute. Yeah.
That's okay, I'll let it.
Oh, one of my good friends, when I worked for REA,
mm-hmm.
we got talking about the Civil War one time, and he was kind of needling me about it being a damn Yankee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Hank, had you ever stopped to think why your grandfather fought in the Confederate Army and mine fought in the Union Army? He said, no, not particularly. I said, well, I think I can tell you. Because your grandfather was born south of the Mason-Dixon line and mine was born north. If they'd have been turned around, they'd been on the other sides.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Hank looked at me with a grin and said, I guess you're about right, Russ.
Yeah, yeah, right. you have a fellow say that runs for a sheriff. And what he tells everybody when he's running for election is
he's a candidate.
Yeah, what he tells everyone when he's running is that he's going to take everybody that's committed a crime and throw them all in jail. So you can say this guy stands for
law and order.
Yeah, okay. that's what I wanted, actually. The state that's to the north of Indiana is
mm-hmm. Michigan.
And the state that's to the west is
Illinois.
And to the east is
Ohio.
And again, this state is the state we're in is
It's Indiana.
Mm-hmm. The state where Pittsburgh and
Pennsylvania.
And what about the state where Rochester and Buffalo and
New York?
Okay. And then the state that's to the south of Indiana is
Kentucky.
And then the country that's to the north of the United States.
Canada.
Okay. The place where they make cars is
Detroit.
Yeah. And then the city that where they run the Kentucky Derby is
Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah, right. I went once to the Kentucky Derby at the I was stationed at Fort Knox, so I just couldn't resist.
Uh-huh.
They ran a bus even. It's quite a scene. The city that we came from last night is
Danville.
Well, but before that we were
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And two more cities, or one more actually. The city that the Reds baseball team plays in is
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.